Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids Stories. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story.
Can I tell them about letters from Momo?
Go ahead.
I want to send you a real letter in the mail once a month. In my letters, I will share some of my fun forest stories and talk more about virtues. Also, each letter includes an activity page. And I may talk a little bit about acorns as well.
If you'd like to get letters from Momo in the mail once a month, just ask your adult to visit lamplighterkids.com. At lamplighterkids.com, you can also find Momo and my Seeds of Character books for sale. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination. Okay, Momo, do you have the garlands?
Right here.
Awesome. Perfect. Why don't you hang it right over there? That looks great. Wow, everything looks so perfect for our big holiday party now. All it's missing are the guests. But we'll have to wait tomorrow for that.
I can't wait for everyone to arrive. We'll sing carols and decorate cookies and hang out and just have the happiest time ever.
Sounds good to me.
I do have one more thing to add to our decorations, though. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. I wonder what Momo has planned. I do love surprises. Maybe Momo baked some more of his treats for us. What is that?
Ta-da! It's a Christmas tree made entirely of acorns. I made it just for our party. And I also made this. And this.
Looks like very long garlands made of acorns. Momo, I'm just not sure that acorns are a very good holiday decoration.
What? Acorns are good for everything. For holidays and birthdays and normal days and swimming days and reading days.
Okay, then how about this, Momo? I can see that you put a lot of work into these decorations, so maybe if we could paint them with greens and reds and yellows, they might match my decor a little bit more. What do you think about that?
Painted acorns? That sounds awesome!
It'll definitely add a, shall we say, Momo flair to this party, that's for sure. And while we paint, why don't I finish telling the rest of Chug's adventure through the Lumineer Mountains?
Painting and stories? Sounds perfect!
Our last story ended when Chugs the Train had just jumped off his tracks. He was hoping to find his way around the mountain and to the train tracks on the other side. Chugs was tired. He had been pushing through the snow for almost an hour now, and he could feel his energy running low. Thankfully, the big blizzard was finally lifting, leaving behind only small wisps of snow that swirled around the air like little dancers. Normally, Chugs would have noticed how beautifully pure everything looked, covered in fresh white snow, but he couldn't notice at this moment. All his energy was focused on finding his way around the mountain and hopefully to the tracks on the other side. He looked up at the sky above. The clouds were growing thinner, and he could tell that sunset was not too far away now. Chugs thought about making this journey in the dark. It wasn't a very comforting thought, but he was glad that he had his strong headlights in case he needed it. Until then, he was keeping a steady pace, following the curve of the mountain, going through patches of forests and clearings. Every time he came around a corner, he would look around, hoping to recognize where he was. But of course, he was unfamiliar with this side of the mountain. So he just kept going, hoping that eventually they'd find their way. The singing in the passenger cars had long since stopped, but Chugs could still hear the passengers every once in a while as they peeked out their windows and talked along the journey.
"Where do you think he's taking us?"
"To the other side of the mountain, of course. I'm sure he knows where the tracks are over there. Then, if we find them, I suppose we'll continue to Ridgeville."
"Does he know where he's going, though? What if he's lost? What will we do then?" "I know he'll find his way through," Daniel had said once, loud and clear. "We'll be there in no time at all."
Chugs wished he could have the same confidence that Daniel had. When he had first made the incredible decision to jump off his tracks and into the woods, he had felt very sure that this was the right choice. But now, as his energy waned and his surroundings looked so unfamiliar, he began to question himself. The joy he had felt that morning when they had announced that he'd be a passenger train for the first time was long gone now. He couldn't believe all the events that had happened since then. Had he made the right decision? How would they ever find the tracks again? Chugs shook his head a little and kept going. Chugs shook his head a little. He needed to stop questioning and just keep going the best direction he knew how. What mattered was getting these people safely to their family and friends waiting for them on the other side. He entered a small batch of tall pine trees, but when he came out the other side, he was forced to stop abruptly. He was glad he had been paying attention because there, before him, the ground dipped almost straight down, eventually evening out again into a large valley below. Chugs couldn't believe his eyes. He felt the last bit of hope drain from his heart. He could never get down this steep hill, but how could he go back now? He wasn't even sure he could find his way back with the light growing steadily darker. The sky was turning a pale blue above, and along the horizons, orange and pink colors were beginning to form.
"Look at this, everyone! Look at why he's stopped!"
Chugs jumped as he heard all the windows, one by one, open on each side of his passenger cars.
"Whoa! That's one steep hill! How are we ever going to get down this? There's no way. We'll have to turn back. I guess this was all for nothing."
"So much for a holiday vacation."
Chugs listened to the confused and disappointed cries from adults and children alike. He himself felt extremely disappointed. He gazed across the valley and at the mountain that rose up on the other side. Then his electric heart gave a little leap. Could it be? On that mountainside, there was a patch of dark green pine trees growing in the exact shape of a candy cane. There is only one patch of trees in all the Lumineer Mountains that grew like that. It was Candy Cane Cliff. And that meant that right there, underneath, were the very tracks that he was looking for, the ones that led to Ridgeville. This realization filled him with renewed energy. He looked down again at the steep hillside and seemed to remember something he had heard long ago. Something about people sliding down snowy hills in the wintertime. What was it called again? Oh, yes, sledding. That was it. Well, if humans could sled down hills, couldn't trains do it too? Chugs looked across the valley again where he knew the tracks lay waiting for him and made his decision. He began to push forward slowly. He heard the passengers talking excitedly, wondering what he was doing. But it didn't take long for them to realize. Soon, Chug's front wheels began to drop forward. Once his engine was over the edge, the rest happened quickly. His back cars followed one by one, and the minute his caboose went over, the real speed began. Downward the train flew, faster and faster. Chugs knew that he should be scared, but he had never felt so excited in all his life. No wonder humans loved to sled.
Woo-hoo!
He yelled as they flew down the steep cliff and towards the valley below, snow flying over them like big waves. But it only took a few seconds for Chugs to realize that something was going wrong. He felt himself twisting sideways and looked over to see his caboose speeding down past him. He tried to twist back around to keep everyone straight, but it was too late. They were going too fast. His wheel slipped beneath him, and he fell onto his side, snow filling his eyes as they slid the rest of the way down. Finally, Chugs could feel the ground begin to flatten beneath him. Slowly, they all slid to a stop. Chugs, who was now laying on his side, looked over at the rest of his cars and sighed in relief. The passenger cars and all his cargo cars and caboose were still in the upright position. It seemed that he was the only one to fall sideways.
At least the passengers are still safe, he thought. But how in the world am I going to drive now? If I can't get up, that means I can't finish our journey and we'll be stuck here for a long, long time.
Chugs closed his eyes. He had been so close, so, so close. But now he was stuck, with no way to get his passengers to their destination. He heard a door on one side of the passenger trains open. He opened his eyes and saw Daniel and his dad jump out of the car and into the snow. Behind them, one by one, the other passengers followed, everyone dressed in their warmest winter gear.
"Well, look at this," said Daniel's dad. "Our engine is flat on its side. And no surprise, I guess. I don't think trains were made to sled."
"They may not be made to sled, but that was sure the most fun sledding adventure I've ever had,"
Daniel said, a large smile on his face.
"Well, if we're going to get out of here, looks like we'll have to get this guy upright again,"
said another passenger, looking at Chugs. After some discussion on the best way to go about this, the passengers all gathered together and began to dig around Chugs to loosen the snow. Chugs felt slightly embarrassed that he was the one being rescued now, but the embarrassment didn't last long. As he overheard the passengers chatting and working together, he was amazed at the joy they seemed to carry. Despite the unusual situation they were all stuck in, the adults were sharing jokes and laughing together. The children, after they grew tired of helping the adults, began to run around, throwing snowballs at each other in fun. Chugs thought that everyone should be acting grumpy about not making it to Ridgeville in time, but they were choosing to keep their spirits high instead. A few of the passengers even decided to start a large bonfire nearby to keep everyone warm as they worked. Chugs had never seen a bonfire before, and he was amazed at the tall orange blaze and how it lit up the night around them. Finally, when they had cleared enough snow and tied ropes all around him, the passengers pulled and pushed on Chugs with all their might. He felt his engine lift up off the cold, snowy ground. Farther and farther he was lifted until he landed squarely upright. Everyone cheered. Chugs immediately tried to push himself forward just to make sure that everything was still working all right. To his delight, he was able to move without any problems, his cars following smoothly behind. All the passengers watched as he pulled himself forward and slowly wrapped himself around the bonfire in a large half circle.
"Looks like our trusty train is still working,"
said an older lady.
"Of course he is. I had no doubts about that," said Daniel's dad. "Well, I guess we should all get back on and finish the journey," said a man.
"Wait a minute, just everyone, wait!"
Another older lady came running out of Chug's back cars, waving her hands in the air.
"I know we're all ready to get going, but
A few of us have mixed up our last batch of hot cocoa, and I think we should all stay here around the fire and drink it. Won't take but a few moments, after all.
Everyone looked at each other, eyebrows raised in question. Then, above the sound of the crackling fire, Daniel spoke loud and clear.
Of course we need to have hot cocoa before we go. This is our holiday vacation, after all, isn't it?
The older people smiled and the younger ones clapped and jumped in agreement. A few moments later, cups of hot cocoa were being passed around and enjoyed by all. Chugs watched happily as everyone stood around the fire, an orange light warming their faces. He enjoyed listening to them talk, getting to know each other under the very unusual circumstances. He scooted a little closer to the fire, enjoying how it felt on his exterior. He knew that this was probably the only time he'd ever enjoy a bonfire, so he wanted to take it all in as much as possible. A chord suddenly rang out loud and clear in the night air. The conversation of the crowd died down. Someone had brought their instrument out and was beginning to play. It's been a long journey, that's for sure. We didn't know where we were going. A long journey, that's for sure. Now we're all here feeling cozy. Some journeys start out nice and fine, but on the way they lose their shine. Perhaps you find yourself off track and can't remember how to make it back. But joy, it warms us on our way, shining brightly like fire at the close of day. Together we'll help each other through. So here's to me and you and you and you. Together we will help each other through. The song ended, and the last drops of hot cocoa were sipped. The passengers put out the fire and loaded onto the train once more. When Chugs heard the door shut and lock, he took a deep breath and pushed forward again. He was thankful that between the moonlight and his bright headlights, it wasn't hard to find his way across the clearing, through a small patch of trees, and then, miraculously, right up to the tracks underneath Candy Cane Cliff. With the passengers talking excitedly behind him, Chugs pulled himself onto the tracks and smiled with relief as he felt his wheels click into place. It felt good to be back where he belonged. One by one, he was able to pull each of his cars up onto the track behind him until every single one was back in place. Chugs couldn't believe they had done it. Between his knowledge of these mountains and the help of his passenger friends, they had made it. Now, all he had to do was coast downhill under the towering cliffs until they reached their destination. Chugs would never forget the feeling that washed over him when he turned the last corner and saw small Ridgeville glowing below. Even from high up, he could clearly see the many colorful holiday lights lining the streets and houses. As he pulled into the station, he wondered at how many people were there. Family and friends alike stood excitedly to finally greet the loved ones that they had been waiting for. When he came to a complete stop, his doors opened, and the station quickly filled with the sounds of happy greetings and the comfort of warm hugs. Chugs smiled, even as he sighed in tired relief. That was definitely the toughest journey he had ever taken. But now, seeing everyone greet each other made it all feel worth it. He began thinking longingly of the roundhouse nearby, where he was about to take his rest, when he heard a familiar voice ring out above the others.
He looked over and saw Daniel and his father alongside two little girls, a nice-looking woman, and an older couple. Daniel was talking excitedly.
And then he flew off his tracks and took us through the snow and forest to this long, big hill. And then we went sledding down the hill on the train. It was the best holiday trip I've ever had. I can't wait to ride again.
Daniel looked up at Chugs with wonder in his eyes. His mother bent down and planted a big kiss on his cheek. Well, you may be glad you had such an adventure, but I, for one, am glad that your adventure is over and you're safe and sound with me now. All right, come on, everyone. Your father looks like he could use a rest by the fireplace, and your sisters made you some hot chocolate, Daniel. Daniel and his dad looked at each other and began to laugh. If it's all the same to you, I think we've had enough fire and hot chocolate for one night, said his father. His mother looked confused.
Whatever do you mean, dear?
Chug smiled as he watched their family walk away from him and out of the station. Daniel talking excitedly about hot chocolate and bonfires as they left. When the last passengers were finally gone, Chug sleepily rolled into the roundhouse where the other trains were already fast asleep. He stopped at his station and closed his eyes happily. Sweet memories of bonfires and singing filled his mind. He never would have imagined that a situation like theirs, being stuck high up in the snowy mountains, could have brought as much laughter and connection as it did. He knew that this was only possible because of the passengers he had carried. Working together, they had all made the long journey a much more joyful experience than it ever would have been alone. As he drifted off to sleep, he felt joy fill his heart as he realized that now, finally, he could call himself a real passenger train. Wow, these acorns look so great now, Momo. And we finished painting at the exact same time as we finished our story.
I never knew acorns could look so festive. The only problem now is I'm hungry.
Oh boy, that is a problem, especially around these acorn decorations. Well, why don't we get you something to eat before you think about it too much? First, though, let's go over our virtue for this episode. Our virtue in this episode is joy. Joy is a deeper and more meaningful kind of happiness. Joy reminds us of all the good things we'll always have in our lives. Chugs and the passengers on his train helped each other to remember to have joy, even in their difficult circumstances.
I sure feel joyful when I look at these beautiful decorations. They remind me of warm winter memories.
Me too, Momo. And you know what? I'm sure all our friends and family who come to this party will feel some kind of joy because of our decorations, too.
Yes, and my squirrel friends might also feel some kind of hunger looking at this tree. It's just so beautiful.
All right, Momo, why don't you focus just a tad longer? You look like you desperately need a snack. But first, it's question time. Question one. How can you feel joyful even when things aren't going your way? Question two. How are joy and happiness different?
Must have acorns food.
Okay, everyone. I better get Momo to my kitchen before we lose some of our decorations here. We hope that you have an amazing holiday season surrounded by those you love. And we can't wait to share a story with you again very soon. All right, Momo, come here. Listening to Lamplighter Kids Stories today. If you liked our story, please feel free to share it with your loved ones and leave a review. It really helps other listeners find these stories. If you're interested in subscribing to Letters for Momo or would like to purchase Momo's Seeds of Character books, just visit our website at lamplighterkids.com.